You're listening to KALW, San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. High winds have been rocking our region with 90-mile-per-hour gusts in the North Bay. The rare January offshore winds knocked down power lines and led to some brush fires. Fires have reignited where massive summer infernos burned in southern Bay Area hills. Evacuations have been ordered in Santa Cruz County. The state's firefighting agency said it's responded to at least a dozen vegetation fires in San Mateo and Santa Cruz County in 12 hours. The National Weather Service issued a high wind warning for elevations above 1,000 feet in the San Francisco Bay Area through 10 o'clock this morning. There's currently a wind advisory in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. These winds are more common in the fall when Bay Area temperatures are often warm, but yesterday, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, 10 Bay Area locations broke same-day temperature records. It reached 80 degrees in Santa Rosa, 79 in Oakland, 78 in San Jose, 77 in Napa, and 76 degrees in downtown San Francisco. Up in the Sierra Nevadas, strong winds have caused multiple power outages and shut down at least 2 Lake Tahoe ski resorts for the day. A high wind warning is in effect through 7 o'clock tonight for the Lake Tahoe area. Gusts in excess of 130 miles per hour are possible over the top of Sierra ridges. California has become the first state to record more than 3 million known coronavirus infections. That's according to a tally yesterday by Johns Hopkins University. That grim milestone was not entirely unexpected in a state with 40 million residents, but its speed was stunning. The state only reached 2 million reported cases on December 24th. California also has seen more than 33,600 deaths due to COVID-19. A caseload surge that began last fall has strained hospitals. Officials warn that a recent slight downward trend could reverse when the full impact of holiday gathering transmissions is felt. And authorities say a California sheriff's deputy was killed and another deputy was wounded in a shootout that also left a suspect dead. A sheriff spokesperson said it happened last night near Cal Expo, which is a Sacramento event venue. He says the deputy who died was a 6-year veteran of the department, and the injured deputy was in stable condition right now. The suspect was identified as a man in his 40s. Names of those involved were not immediately released. The spokesperson says the shooting followed an attempted traffic stop, and the driver ended up crashing. You can find more news online at kalw.org, or you can follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional, national, and international news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.